So let's review. The Gemara tries to identify three Tanoim who may disagree with our Mishnah. The Brisa states, Eisen Pasen Lebur, V'chavolin L'shayar. The Tanakhama says, we may use Pasen to enclose the area around the well, as our Mishnah taught, and ropes to enclose an area for a caravan, as taught in the Mishnah, Daf Tezayin Omid Beis. Chananya holds, Chavolin Lebur Avoloi Pasen. We may only use ropes around the bur, but not Pasen, seemingly contrary to our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah speaks about a be'er, a well. Chananya agrees that one may use pasen for a be'er, but a bar, a water cistern, requires ropes. Rashi explains, in a well, since the water is constantly being replenished, we need not be concerned that the well will dry up, and the leniency of pasen will continue indefinitely. However, the water in the cistern might be used up and not replenished, and people will continue to carry in the closed area, which is now forbidden because the leniency of pasen was allowed only for the purpose of access to the water. Therefore, Chananya requires a better partition of ropes. Lemas nin l'krib kiva. From our Mishnah, it seems that one can make pasen only for a be'er. But Rebbe Kiva holds that pasen may be made even for a public bar, seemingly contrary to our Mishnah. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah mentions be'er because pasen would work regardless of whether it were public or private, but may agree that a public bar may also use pasen. Rashi explains, as just mentioned, the difference between a well and a cistern. However, in the Bar de Rabim, some will remember that it is no longer permitted to carry there. In the Bar de Yachid, we must be concerned that he will continue to carry even after there is no more water. Therefore, Rebbe Kiva requires a real mechitza asara tvacha. Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava only allows pasen for a Be'er de Rabim, a public well, but not a Be'er de Yachid, a private well, while our Mishnah allows it for Birois, implying that every type of Be'er would be eligible for pasen. The Gemara answers that perhaps our Mishnah also only permits a public well. And my birois, birois de alma. When it says birois, it means all public birois, not different types of birois. My diyumdin. When the Mishnah says the posts are diyumdin, it means diyoi amudin, a double post. Just like diyufra refers to a fig tree that grows two crops a year, and diyuparzif refers to the two faces Hashem initially created Adam HaRishon with. The word diyoi means two or dual. The Gemara records a machlekes amiruim whether Chava was created from a second facial form on Adam, like Rabbi Yimriya ben Elazar holds, which would explain the pasuk that says "Ocher v'kedem tzartani," or from a tail. And the pasuk means that Adam was Ocher l'maisa voracious, the last thing created in the world late Friday afternoon, and Kodem l'peronius, the first to suffer in the Mabul. The Gemara quotes four psukim that seemed to indicate whether Chava was taken from a second facial form or a tail, and addresses how the other opinion deals with each one. Vayitzer. Hashem's creation of man is spelled with two letters Yud, implying it was a double face. However, it may also refer to Oili mi Yitzri, Oili mi Yitzri, man's struggle to satisfy both his evil inclination and Hashem. Zachar in the Cave of Barim implies a double face, or may refer to Hashem's initial plan to create two humans, a male and a female, indicated in the plural barim. Hashem then decided to create just one person, as it says, "Bitzelem elikim bara oisoi," singular. The yisker baser tachten implies Hashem removing a full person from Adam, or may refer to closing up the cut from where the tail came. The yivin, describing the building of Chava, sounds like she was constructed from a tail, or may be referring to her braided hair or feminine shape that enables childbirth. The Gemara continues, Ulmanda on the parts of Haimenai Sagi Bereisha. If Adam was created as a double form, the Gemara explains that Adam was in front, since it is usher to walk behind a woman on the road, and especially to walk behind a woman through a river where he will likely gaze at her. It is similarly usher to slowly hand money to a woman so as to gaze at her. Rav Nachman suggests that Manoach, the father of Shimshon, was an Amoritz, since the Pasuk says he went Achre Yishtai. But Rav Nachman Yitzchak holds it is just an expression that means he followed her advice, as it is used in the context of Elkanah and Elisha. Rav Yechanan says it is better to walk behind a lion than a woman, which is better than behind an idolater, which is better than behind a shul when they are davening. The Gemara goes on to list eight other things Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar taught, six of which are taught in this daf. First, Kol Eisen Hashanim Shaya Adam Harishim ben Nidui. The entire time Adam was banned because of eating from the Eitz Hadas, he created demons from involuntary emissions. Second, Miksa Shvachi Shal Adam Bafanav. we should only say part of a person's praise in front of him, like Hashem did with Noach, only describing him as a tzaddik to his face, when he said, "Ki oischa re'isi tzaddik lefanei b'dor hazeh." Hashem added tamim, not in front of him, when he said, "Noach is tzaddik tamim hayi b'dor hazeh." Third, the dove that Noach sent out of the teva took an olive branch, as it says, "V'hinei ali zayis taref b'fiyah," as if to say, "Ribbono shel olam, yihu mezoneisai merurin kezayis u'misarim b'yadecha." Bitter olives from Hashem are preferable to sweet honey from people. Fourth, a house in which Torah is heard at night will not be destroyed. Fifth, since the Churban HaBayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it's sufficient to use the two-letter name of Hashem, Yod and Hey, as it is written, "Kol Hanashom et Ahal Ka Halaluka." Sixth, when Babel was cursed, so were its neighbors. But when Shomron was cursed, its neighbors were blessed.